Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin Files.
Sick of me talking to, 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 sick of me talking to. Silence.
That's Hannah Silva, one of the poets performing this weekend at Poetry Hearings, the 5th annual English Language Poetry Fest in Mitte. 9 poets from across the U.S. and Great Britain will take the stage at Café Burger, presenting their work in all different styles. One of the organizers of Poetry Hearings is Michael Heflinger. He says the English language poetry community is really thriving in Berlin. The monthly events have tripled since he moved to the city 2.5 years ago.
The English language in Berlin is not really a second language among the Germans. It's more like the first and a half language. So that gives us a kind of advantage for those of us who are doing these performances in English, because the Germans understand English so well that they come to the shows and they really pick up on a lot of what's going on. And without that, I think, you know, it would be the same 30 people reading to the same 30 people all the time.
Heflinger says the audience for English language poetry is pretty evenly split. About half are expats and Americans, and the other half are English-speaking Germans. One of the poets reading this weekend is Donna Stonecipher. Stonecipher grew up in Iran and the U.S. and moved to Berlin 5 years ago after completing her master's at the University of Iowa. She's been writing poetry ever since she can remember. She says she enjoys reading her poetry out loud because it's a chance to share her own interpretation.
It's a bit like a score, you know, and everybody who reads it brings their own instrument, as it were, to that score and interprets it differently. And so in a reading, the author gets to give their own interpretation of that score, and there's obviously something very satisfying in that.
Poetry Hearings runs this Friday and Saturday night at Café Burger in Mitte, Torstrasse 58 through 60. For NPR Berlin, I'm Sarah Richards.